We're back once again with Fresh Tracks, and as we enjoy the fall colors that are around us, that's a reminder that it's a very active time for the music industry. Of course, the holiday shopping season is ahead, but if you're David Hirschroot, it's time to start thinking about what that best of list will look like.
One of the things I started to notice, which kind of surprised me, because there's a lot of candidates, you know, we've talked about them, particularly in our last episode with the Harlem, you know, Gospel Travelers and Larkin and Poe. But one of the things that I noticed that there was some really, really good music this year that came from legacy artists. There was a new album by one of my favorites, Jethro Tull, Def Leppard, Tears for Fears, which we talked about, Bonnie Raitt, which we also talked about, Arthur Brown, which we talked about, Wilco, Elvis Costello, and one of my all-time favorite bands, Spoon. You were mentioning that about that this is a good time for record companies to be releasing music. I know that when I was working in the industry, we always tried to have the big albums come out either in the spring when everybody's getting ready for summer, or in the fall, just before Thanksgiving, when people were going out and buying Christmas presents or going to do some holiday shopping. And so there's a few legacy albums out there that I think that we need to mention. The first one I wanted to talk about is a new EP from Billy Idol. This is his second EP in the last 2 years. Prior to that, he hadn't put anything out since 2014. I started going back and taking a look at what this guy has done, because you start making assumptions that these people have just kind of disappeared and gone. But he's been around. He was a member of the British punk rock band Generation X, hugely popular during the 80s, right during the 70s, excuse me. He decided to move to the United States in 1981 because he wanted to have a solo career. He hit it just the right time because he became a regular MTV staple. Songs like White Wedding, Dancing with Myself, a cover of Tommy James and Shondell's Money Money, and one of my favorite songs, Rebel Yell.
Last night I knew a dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on my floor. He said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more.
Do you ever look back in amazement, realize the impact that MTV had? Could have anybody predicted the tidal wave that hit and the groups that were literally catapulted because of that video that was suddenly available?
Well, it was so new because it was something on television before that. I think the only thing you really had was, you know, the Dick Clark American mm-hmm. Bandstand. But when MTV came up and it was just video after video after video after video, it made so many artists. And the thing was, is quite frankly, if you weren't doing videos, you were in big trouble.
From Generation X moving to the U.S., going with the solo career, it's like there's still this aggressive rock and roll sound, but it's come down the hill a little bit from punk, and it sounds like he's still got that with the new work.
Oh, he absolutely does. He's been very active, which I was not aware of. He's done an awful lot of touring, U.S., Canada, Europe, you name it, been all over. He also spent some time writing an autobiography, which became a New York Times bestseller, a documentary on his life that's about ready to come out, and he became a U.S. citizen. But he was also working with a lot of other artists. Anybody who's familiar with Miley Cyrus, her Night Crawling song, which came out in 2020, Billy was the guest vocalist on it. I really, really liked his first EP that came out, and there is some wonderful music on the new one. And so here's a sample of some of the music from The Cage.
Screaming in isolation, walking
walking through Desolation Alley, boarded up our ambitions, flooded out all the engines. I've been punching through the walls, I've been living on the edge. I've been fighting with my demons so long they become my friends. The zombies out the window say it's finally the end, so I'm kicking down my door and never closing it again. Hey!
Just the title alone feels like he's reaching back, you know, Rebel Yell to the cage. Makes perfect sense. A real solid sound that still has that aggressive Billy Idol signature to it. Every once in a while, in the Herzrud household, right out of the blue from his offspring, comes a great idea for music, and the Pixies were one of those, huh?
Oh, absolutely. My daughter turned me on to them back in the late 70s, early 80s. They were hugely popular in Europe, not so much here in the States. They were formed in Boston in 1986. The critics just loved them. They were together for 7 years, put together four fantastic albums. In fact, Surfer Rosa and Doolittle are considered to be classics of the genre. You start taking a look at music from that period of time, and you're going to see those two albums mentioned virtually in any article, book, periodical, whatever it is that you turn up. Here's something from Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies. That's the Pixies, Here Comes Your Man, off that, which is during the first stage that the band had. They broke up in 1993, a very acrimonious breakup, but reformed again in 2014, and they've been together ever since. They influenced bands like Nirvana, Radiohead, and The Strokes, and they were the originators of the dynamic, loud, quiet, loud song shifts. You know, like, for example, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, mm-hmm. just about anything Nirvana did. But these guys were responsible for it. David Bowie called them the psychotic Beatles, you know, which I love.
Yeah, there seems to be more of a, you can sense some pop music in there, but at the same time, it's that independent, nonconformist melody or song structure. But there's new work coming out again. Beyond a 35-year anniversary from the inception, Doggerel.
Yeah, this is going to be their eighth album. And I've listened to it a number of times, and I think it's probably one of their best. It's right up there with Surfer Rosa and Doolittle. And it's coming out very shortly. And I suggest to anybody that is interested that you get a copy of this. There's a Moon On, which is off the new album, and I think people are going to like it.
To me, it was a little more produced style from some of the earlier work. To me, it was very well written as well as performed. How did you miss this? Why did your daughter have to find this for you?
Well, you can't listen to everything. Let's put it that way. Yeah. I try. There is so much music being released today, and with these streaming platforms like Spotify, there's more music on them than you could listen to if you spend 24 hours a day just putting music on and listening to it.
Some of the groups that you mentioned at the top of the show with new music, Jethro Tull, Def Leppard, Tears for Fears, which got a lot of publicity when that was coming out, Bonnie Raitt and Arthur Brown. You've also talked through our episodes this year about some of the catalogs that have now become available, these massive either CD or download packages. Is that inspiring some of these catalog releases to have the artist add something new to it, or is it just people are just, they just got to keep going?
Yeah, a lot of these bands, got to remember, they've been through ups and downs, and they're finding out right now that it is a lot easier to get music played. It's a lot easier to get the kind of exposure if you come out with good music than it's really ever been. I mean, mm-hmm. We grew up, you had two forms of music radio. You had AM and you had FM. And if the record didn't make it on either one of those for whatever reason, the act simply didn't get anything. Mm. Now you could put your songs up on Spotify. You go through TikTok and some of the other ones, and people can hear it. They check it out, stumble across it, which is usually what happens with me. And all of a sudden, you've got a hit record, which I think is wonderful.
I don't get out of the house much, but a footnote to the start of our conversation, had a chance to hear Wilco a couple of weeks ago when they played in Sioux Falls. The group was very well received in the Washington Pavilion. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, I finished the Philip Norman massive biography of Paul McCartney, that if you want to have one book that you want to read all winter, I would recommend it if you're a Beatles fan. It takes you from birth to current, and it was enjoyable.
And you might as well get one, because I was reading the Farmer's Almanac today, and they're talking about that it's going to be a very cold, very snowy winter. You're going to have something to occupy your time.
And we're going to add to that list over the next couple of months as we come on through the remainder of the year with some of the best of the year, some of the new things that are coming out for the holidays, so watch for that. In the meantime, check into The Cage. It's the new EP from Billy Idol. If you like Billy Idol, you're going to like this. And the Pixies are back with Doggerel, and the Pixies are still the Pixies. And it's Fresh Tracks, and of course, our guide, as always, is David Herzerud.
Have a great one.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.